From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hurricane Matthew, a powerful Category 3 storm, approached the Bahamas late Wednesday with sustained winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour after causing widespread damage and flooding in Haiti. Nassau resident Jenny Minas hopes residents in the Bahamas will be able to ride out the hurricane without serious casualties.
I just hope no lives are lost. That's my main thing. Once lives are not lost, it's okay for me.
At least 10 people are known to have died on the island of Hispaniola, shared by Haiti and Dominican Republic. Tens of thousands have been displaced in what's being called the worst storm to hit the island in half a century. Julie Lee is with the humanitarian organization World Vision in the capital, Port-au-Prince.
We are seeing a lot of damaged housing because of the flood and the heavy rains and those strong winds. A lot of houses have been completely destroyed. We are also seeing a lot of people being rushed and evacuated to temporary shelters.
The U.S. dispatched helicopters to help in search and rescue operations and ferry supplies. Haiti had to postpone its presidential election. The storm is expected to strengthen before it impacts the Florida eastern coast Thursday, where Governor Rick Scott implored citizens to take warnings seriously.
Regardless if there is a direct hit or not, the impacts will be devastating. I cannot emphasize it enough that everyone in our state must prepare now for a direct hit.
An estimated 2 million people in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina have been told to leave coastal areas for a safer interior, voluntarily or by mandatory order. Meanwhile, in Asia, at least 6 died in Typhoon Chaba, battered South Korea. Italy's Coast Guard said it rescued more than 11,000 migrants off the Libyan coast this week while recovering nearly 30 bodies of those attempting to cross the Mediterranean for Europe. This is VOA News. The Obama administration has criticized Israeli plans to build more Jewish settlements in the West Bank, land the Palestinians want as part of a future state. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
And our concern is based on our long-standing view that settlement activity and other efforts to change the facts on the ground in the West Bank and East Jerusalem undermines the goal of a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Israel insists this is not a new settlement, but an existing one. It will not expand its borders. Meanwhile, the Israeli Navy intercepted a boat carrying pro-Palestinian female activists trying to break a naval blockade of the Gaza Strip. And the Israeli Air Force was busy striking a series of targets in Gaza in response to a rocket strike on an Israeli border town. At least 19 pro-government Sunni tribal leaders were killed in an airstrike that may have been carried out by U.S. or Iraqi aircraft targeting Islamic State fighters south of the IS-held Iraqi city of Mosul. An investigation is underway. At the end of a two-day international donors conference on Afghanistan in Brussels, participants pledged more than $15 billion over the next 4 years. Abdullah Abdullah is Afghanistan's chief executive.
I'm heartened to see the international community in donor nations treat Afghanistan as a multi-year and long-term aid partner, knowing full well that we are very much focused on self-reliance.
The funds from 75 countries and more than 20 organizations is about the same as commitments made at a donors conference 4 years ago in Tokyo. UN peacekeepers are under fire from a rights group over their alleged conduct during an outbreak of violence in South Sudan's capital last July. The Washington-based Center for Civilians and Conflict said the peacekeepers abandoned their posts and failed to protect civilians. Indian soldiers Thursday killed 3 suspected militants trying to launch an attack on an army base in Indian Kashmir. It is the second such attack after militants killed an Indian soldier late Sunday. Former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres appears on the threshold of becoming the 9th UN Secretary General. Russia's UN Ambassador Vitaly Jurkin, the current Security Council chair, said he expects the veteran diplomat to be unanimously recommended Thursday.
After our 6th straw poll, we have a clear favorite, and his name is Antonio Guterres. And we have decided to go for a formal vote tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. And we hope it can be done by acclamation.
The 67-year-old Guterres, the High Commissioner for Refugees, would replace the 72-year-old Ban Ki-moon, who steps down at year's end. 3 scientists Wednesday shared this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing molecular machines that could be injected to fight cancer or make new types of materials and energy storage devices. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.